Music programs can be the heart and soul of our schools. A great music program fosters a sense of belonging and community, gives learners a way to express themselves, and helps to boost learner well-being, just to name a few benefits. While the numerous benefits of a high-quality music education program are undeniable, it's an unfortunate reality that music educators and supporters must constantly advocate for music in our schools. In the face of pressures to perform well on high-stakes testing, budget constraints, and other realities of running schools and school districts, music and arts programs are often the first to be cut. In reality, keeping high-quality music programs in our schools actually contributes to our learners' success in school and life, and it's vital that we make sure that all learners have access. As we celebrate Music in Our Schools Month this March, I'm sharing three things that we can do to keep music in our schools. First, a high-quality music instruction. Not just any kind of music instruction now, but high-quality music instruction must be at the center of our music programs. Too often, I see music educators engaging in what I call edutainment, fun activities and exercises, pop tunes, and other excitement. Now, I don't have anything against fun. Music education should absolutely be fun. We're learning music after all. However, if all you're doing in your program is having fun without engaging your young musicians in the context of the music they are performing, helping them to learn more about themselves and others, gaining understandings about the world, and connecting to real life, it's no wonder that your music program is seen as a nice to have. While it may seem harmless, music educators are actually doing our profession and our learners a disservice when all we do is fun and edutainment kind of learning in our programs. Music educators are often discouraged by feeling like we are the bottom rung on the ladder and don't feel like we are taken as seriously, but here's the hard truth. When what you're teaching is just edutainment, you're not teaching in a way that deserves to be taken seriously. If we're going to keep music education in our schools, it's critical that the music instruction is high quality. That means that music instruction must engage learners in real-world contexts of music making, connect to learners' frames of reference, that's their prior knowledge, experiences, and interests, be relevant to the learners, include the context of the music, that's the who, what, when, where, and why of the repertoire they're studying, and integrate music concepts, skills, and techniques with real-world applications. We keep music in our schools by demonstrating music education's value through the way we design and deliver instruction. High-quality professional learning for music educators. We're all tired after several years now of multiple pandemics, but I think there are some very specific things that are really burning music educators out. One big reason why music educators are exhausted is because of the lack of high-quality professional learning. It's a reality that school leaders, in the midst of the thousands of tasks and meetings they have in order to, you know, run a school, sometimes forget to make sure that they account for the professional learning of their music teachers. I know I sat through many language arts and math PDs when I was in the classroom. And if a music educator is fortunate enough to be in a district or network with a fine arts or music supervisor, often budgets are tight and time to pull music educators for content-specific PD is extremely limited. But here's the thing, going from one-off workshop to one-off workshop, searching for activity after activity and looking for technique after technique, this is why music educators are exhausted. Research has found that high-quality professional development is content-focused, incorporates active learning and utilizes adult learning theory, supports collaboration, typically in job-embedded contexts, uses models and modeling of effective practice, provides coaching and expert support, offers opportunities for feedback and reflection, and is sustained in duration, meaning it's ongoing over time. And this is from the research brief, Effective Teacher Professional Development, by Linda Darling Hammond, Maria E. Heiler, and Madeline Gardner, with assistance from Danny Espinosa. This means that sitting through a math PD, while there is still something to be learned, isn't high-quality professional learning for music educators. Neither is attending your state's music conference once a year. Conferences are a great way to see the great things that are happening in your state, and attending a series of unrelated one-hour sessions is a great way to gather some quick ideas. But let's face it, after you've used up all the ideas you gathered, now you're back in the same cycle of hunting and pecking for new ideas. Attending your one and only music PD offered by your district is also not high quality professional development, because transformation and development of skill doesn't happen in 3 hours. Instead of approaching PD as a one-time workshop you do from time to time, I challenge us as a field to approach PD just like we do courses. A great course, and thus great PD, is focused on a particular content area, in this case, music, incorporates active learning, provides time to both build and practice skills, provides feedback on your work, allows time for reflection and refinement, and it occurs over time. This is how we ensure that music educators have the support needed to gain skill that allows us to get off that hamster wheel of constantly chasing new idea after new idea, so that they can more confidently and sustainably work without getting so burned out. We keep music in our schools by making sure we have music educators to teach the classes. And third, equitable access for all learners. I think we can all agree that all learners deserve access to music education. In fact, the Every Student Succeeds Act of 2015 specifically states that we are to provide a well-rounded education for every child, no matter their personal circumstance, which includes academic success in the arts. The problem is that a high-quality music education continues to disproportionately be harder to obtain for our most marginalized learners, learners of color, learners with disabilities, LGBTQ+ learners, and learners from lower socioeconomic situations. This is so clearly inequitable, yet it persists. Without enough kids in a school's music program, the argument to keep that music program becomes harder and harder. And the reason many school music programs struggle is that it's only accessible to a small select group of learners. Instead, music educators must be willing to move away from traditional methods and instead embrace creativity to make sure that there are no obstacles or barriers preventing students from participating in their school music program. This goes both for school music programs where all students are required to participate because there's barriers there too, as well as school music programs that are electives. We're all familiar with the very common obstacle to participation in school music programs of financial means, but we must also consider that the music courses themselves may be the barrier. If the music courses offered only cater to a certain kind of learner, it's keeping access out of reach for everyone else too. Let us make sure we get to know our communities so we can identify, then eliminate, the barriers that may exist in regards to all learners having access to our school's music programs. We keep music in our schools by making sure we actually have kids to teach in the first place. So I would love to hear your thoughts on how you're helping to keep music in your school. Share in the comments below right here on this page where you're listening. And also, let me know what you think of this post. If you haven't already, be sure to sign up for my email newsletter. That's where I send these blog articles and other resources and tips each week to help support you ensure all of your young musicians thrive by centering equitable and culturally responsive practices in our music programs. Until next time. P.S. Don't forget that if you like this post, make sure you use the buttons below right here on this page where you're listening to share it with a music educator friend you know.